open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
Tonight is Kelly Hampton. Kelly is a compassionate, gifted spirit medium. She's also a visionary. She does some angelic channeling. She's a medical intuitive and energy healer, teacher, and has written 2 books. Because of the high level of accuracy and detail contained in her spiritual consultations, Kelly is one of the most sought-after advisors and speakers in her area. She is the creator of 3 new fifth-dimensional systems of healing delivered to her from Archangel Michael, Saint Michael, and his legion of angels. Star healing intergalactic energy is her trademark, and this is for the body, and I'm sure it's for the soul and mental emotional as well. Star healing and ascended spaces for creating abundance in your home. That I would really like to hear about. Kelly facilitates and certifies individuals in these 3 new systems in group settings across the U.S. and in Europe. Kelly's first experience as a medium happened near the age of 21 when she was able to communicate with her mother, who had crossed over when she was 14. Since that time, Kelly continued to expand her knowledge of healing and spiritual practice. During her 30s, her psychic gifts dramatically expanded. It was that time that she began her professional practice. Good evening, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great, Elizabeth, and really happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy that you're here, too, because you and I seem to have some similar lives. I was born clairvoyant with those gifts and didn't know until my 30s. That's when mine also started to expand. And I was wondering if there was some kind of a energetic reason for that.
Well, you know, I would probably ask Michael, but when you were kind enough to read through the bio, yes, a little bit happened when I was 20, but largely in my 30s, you know, more and more and more and more and more and more kept coming.
Well, of course, you're working with people now, and that is a tremendous step. And, you know, it's a sacrifice. It's also something that we have to really keep up on and keep our lives together as we do it.
Well, yes, I would add and say to you and your listeners that I hid away probably for 3 or 4 years, you know, not telling or doing or trying to understand and being sure, you know. And then eventually Raphael came through first and told me, and then Michael would tell me, you know, step into your shoes. He said it all the time.
And you do have to test it first. I know with the new healing system that I've divined, Ascension, the Divine Seals, I've had to test it. I've been working 2 years, and now I think it's ready to begin to flower. But it enhances everything that everybody's doing, but I love what you're doing. Can you explain what ground you cover, especially the medical intuitive?
Well, you know, that just sort of like a word, I guess, or a label, you know. You mean in the healing system?
No, I mean healing? Your healing system.
You know, well, it, just as a medical intuitive, to me, you know, being open, you're just open, I guess maybe. So, you know, if someone needs to know or ask what's wrong with them, you might say, or an animal, same thing to me.
As far as I know, a medical intuitive works with doctors, Kelly. Works side by side with doctors and health offices. That's what Carolyn does. That's a medical. You're intuitive about how the body is out of balance. That's a better word.
Yes. Yeah, maybe that's altogether wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. No. No, I don't work with any like professional people in that sense. No.
Okay.
It's just knowing.
Right. Well, that's divine knowing, and that's working to help to be able to see clairvoyantly where the body is out of balance, and then to balance it with energy. And when you do that, the body automatically heals. It's spontaneous. Therefore, that's self-healing. You help people to self-heal.
Well, in many ways, star healing does that. Michael Gibbs gave me the wherewithal to when I lecture, I extrapolate self-healing techniques from star healing. Clearly, if everything was just a matter of us all self-healing, there would be no need for light workers like myself or yourself getting new systems. So, but within the context of everyone having ability to heal, yes, you know, if, for example, in star healing, I would love to hear more about your system. By the way, maybe it's not all about mine, but yours today. You know, one of the things Michael empowers people with is he gives everyone, there's three sacred symbols given in a star healing session for the body. One of them is his golden halo. So when the golden halo is placed in someone, Michael instructs, or I instruct for him, but he's instructed me to say, this is your golden halo. Technique called the ribbon, and Michael says everyone has soul cords like a guitar string. So, but also in star healing at this level, for example, we're just talking star healing for people right now. We shape shift their fourth dimensional disc, which has been flat like a china plate, maybe crumbled or cracked, and we shape shift it into a three dimensional beehive. And then Michael might say, you know, share with them. There's quite a bit of wisdom in the beehive if they wish to learn it.
Oh, absolutely.
Star healing for horses, by the way, has a different geometric shape. The DNA of the horse is a triangle. It's not a beehive. Mm-hmm. And then as the star healing, it's really not going to be called level two, but when the next wave comes in and I hear more toning and the light worker's language, because there's a technique called the calliope. He named it the calliope because it's sound frequency language, light language. It's going to be coming forth. So everything's kind of layered in for growth later, or, you know, more, just more.
Uh-huh. Expansion, you mean.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's great. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue with this fabulous conversation. And when Kelly comes back, she's going to tell you about angels and angel card readings. And this is Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Kelly, just give us your website real fast, please.
Sure. It's www.kelly-hampton.com.
Great. We'll be back after this.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery.
The This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And you just listened to Frank Sinatra singing What Is This Thing Called Love? My guest tonight is Kelly Hampton. We have been talking about energy healing and the special healing that she has, that she's brought in from St. Michael, who leads our Legion of Angels. He's a wonderful, wonderful teacher and invisible guide. Let's talk a little bit tonight, a little bit more about the clearing house spaces, because I've done a clearing space for a long time, and I wanted to hear what's new.
Okay, sure. Well, in this system, Michael has asked me to call ascended spaces. What we're doing is we're detoxifying things and raising it to a level of ascension to create abundance in all of its forms. I bet this is something you don't know, Elizabeth. I know you know lots. But we'll give this a whirl. So it's a system. But one of the things Michael would say, you know, how would you come up with an attunement system, you know, that will provide for all of these things? He says it's actually quite old. I'm just kind of presenting it in a new way. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things he presents, of course, is crystal gridding. He talks about how to do it, why to do it, where to do it. He describes where the center heartbeat is in every home. Mm-hmm. He says everything matters, you know, tools to attune a home and what to do with them, because I do have people that are becoming practitioners of this system, as well as people that are just choosing it to do on their own. One of the things Michael talks about is the importance of having candy in the home, and a particular kind of candy.
What kind?
Well, really, he starts with lemon, peppermint, licorice whips, or the client's favorite personal favorites. And is actually, Michael is such a wonderful guide in the way that there's often quite a bit of humor. And so he says, you know, make no excuses in your mind. He does this for like almost everything, okay? Can't have sugar, make it sugarless. I'm not saying you have to eat the candy. You can just have it there wrapped.
Have it in the home. And of course, I've always had chocolates in my home. Okay. Chocolates and caramels, and they're always in my home. And I don't eat them for, I mean, sometimes they can be 2 years old, but they're sitting there and I feel good. That's funny that you said lemons, though, lemon candy.
That's, you know, exactly why, because he says it brings
I
up
love
the essence of childhood. So that's
absolutely
one thing. But I want to get to these harmonic clusters Michael has asked. It's part of the system, too. He's teaching about harmonics
yes.
cluster right now, and he's going to lay it in more advanced extensions of ascended spaces. What might be a single line of candles of a certain color for prosperity is going to become a little more elaborate in a valve geometric shape a bit later, he tells me. So, for example, there's four harmonics in this system that Michael's created. So what are the harmonics? They're candles of a certain color in a certain arrangement that vibrate on the same frequency of something. Of what?
Neat.
There's a harmonic cluster that vibrates on the frequency of joy. There's a harmonic cluster that resonates on the same frequency as harmony. He says, have fun with that, a harmony harmonic cluster. Do not call them floral arrangements, please, by the way, dear ones.
Oh. So they're done with flowers as well?
No, they're not.
Okay.
No, they're candles.
And do you use any of the oils, the essential oils with them?
Yes, we use some of those to finish the point about the harmonic clusters, though, of course, right? So they resonate with, you know, for prosperity, and the system's very useful in selling and moving or renting homes. He says you have two if you want to do that. If you don't want to do that, you only make one. You put them where the resonance of that particular frequency that's lacking is. So every time a person, place, or thing walks by something of a higher vibrational frequency than their own, particles attach to themselves. So there's a love harmonic also. So
That is true what you said. They can come home from the office. Get this picture. They can come home from the office, and then they can have a horrible day with their boss, and they walk by the love harmonics, and by the time they get to their wife and kids, they're nicer.
That's the intention.
Love it.
Yes. There's also a crystal wand for wanding. Michael says, in your world, there are situations where it may not be practical to enter a home with a crystal wand. Okay, let's say you're in the villages of Botswana or the huts of China, Japan, or Indonesia. Maybe you don't have a crystal wand. You can project your hand and the energy from it, and you use the projection of crystal wanding to transmute negativity of any object that you may have there.
So and do you know who talked about that? Edgar Cayce. He has a book on all of this. And I think it's especially the crystal clusters. He was an expert in crystal clusters. So when I studied at the ARE, I learned some of these things. And when I was transforming from one home to another, I slept in a crystal field, and it was powerful. Oh, my God. Everything went wonderfully. So it really does work. It really, really does.
Yes. Yes.
So what experiences have you had when you started using this for the first time for yourself? What experience did you have?
Well, oh my, that's really a good question. It's not even a planted question.
No, it came from Michael, tell you the truth.
Oh God, that's great. I sold my house in one day.
Oh, my friend did too.
Yeah. I put Michael's system in my home, and, you know, it wasn't like a prearranged offer. No one knew it. They were going somewhere else, on their way to write a contract somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So the other wonderful thing in the star healing and what else happened, we used the Nautilus shell in star healing, which is representative of all the multi-galaxies, and we also used the conch shell that is representative of Atlantis, the fifth dimensional consciousness of Atlantis. So just as a validation for me that I found the right house when we moved, sold the old one. I'm looking around the backyard of a new house. I made an offer. I was inspecting it or whatever you do, kicking around in the backyard. A pile of my foot hits some leaves in the backyard. I'm kicking, look away. What is that there? It's this huge conch shell. It's identical to the one that we use in star healing or that I ask
and
everyone
it said,
to.
This is yours.
So wonderful.
That is wonderful. We're going to remind everybody that we are talking about the fifth dimension and the higher energies, which is basically the fine, true essence of love. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Hepburn is going to explain to us why love is the answer.
Refreshing us with every breath we take. Smell it in the beauteous rocks, hear it in the sweet bird's song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment. Feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart, feel it in your hearty laugh, feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it, think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you, breathe it in with every breath. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace your releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage. Make love the answer in your life. May love perfume our body.
and be loved. That's what life's all about. Keeps the stars coming out. What makes a sad heart sing? The birds take wing to love and be loved. That's what living is for.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in 3 regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These 4 new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the 4 spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Corner. The Metaphysical Corner is the place where we review important books that brings us information of the moment. And tonight, our pick is Kelly Hampton's 2012 and Beyond, The Truth. Author Kelly Hampton is a respected psychic visionary, author, spiritual medium, lecturer, angelic channel, and she received this book from St. Michael, Archangel Michael. It is a message of divine wisdom about 2012 and the decades after, almost exactly as the archangel told it to her. The wisdom contained inside includes the truth about the Mayan prophecies, contact with higher intelligences, our galactic brothers and sisters, enlightenment about indigo and crystal children, and much, much more. Everything is included in this book that involves the higher frequencies, higher vibrations, entering into the area of love, peace, harmony, and kindness. This replaces fear with hope, inspiration, anticipation, and rejuvenation. It's exciting. The new healing techniques are exciting that are coming on the planet. And this book is available at Amazon.com as well as Kelly's website, which is kelly-hampton.com. This book brings insight, calmness, understanding, love, and peace. So join Kelly's Lightworker Brigade, and you'll be able to get access to the special benefits of this book, some important videos and chats, and a special price for her reading. Again, the book is 2012 and Beyond by Kelly Hampton. Go out and pick it up and gain great insight from Archangel Michael. You'll be glad you did. She taught at St. John the Divine back in the 80s and 90s. And Hilda was what I would call an earth angel. Do you want to tell us about your angels and your angel card readings?
Well, I don't use any cards.
I thought you had designed your own deck.
No, we're Michael had me doing so much at one point I couldn't get it all done.
You know?
You know? I know that feeling. Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's coming. I'm sensing it. So maybe it's coming for you.
Maybe that would be, I mean, it's been talked about. So, but yeah, in a consultation, I just, you know, I just listen to Michael normally, unless someone else like connecting to someone is a medium or something. But yeah, it's on the to-do list along with a lot of other things, Elizabeth.
Great. But so what you do is just give message from angels to people.
Yes, usually always Michael. Usually the source is always Michael. In other settings, you know, Jesus or Mary or other Native American guides or other people, so divinities who will come through. But in
other
a consultation, and higher than higher, I guess.
Well, Kelly, we are getting to the end of the show, and it's been wonderful having you. I'd like you again to give us your website, please.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. It's www.kelly-hampton.com.
And Kelly is a wonderful healer. She also gives angel messages, and she talks to the other side, and she does all kinds of things. And where are you located, Kelly?
Well, I live in St. Louis, Missouri, but as I tell people, I can teach remotely on Skype. I can counsel you if you need some type of counseling remotely anywhere in the world through Skype or Facebook or any number of ways. So,
and Kelly can be reached through Let's Find Out if you need to reach her after hearing the show or hearing the pod after the show. We certainly can tell you how to get in touch with her. Thank you very much, Kelly, for coming, and I would love to have you back, and you can fill us in on some of the new things that are coming after the first of the year.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out. And next week, our guest is Antonia Lau. Antonia is from California. She's from Santa Barbara, California, and she reads and does wonderful healing with the stars, with all of the stars out of Hollywood. Antonia and I had the pleasure of being on a cruise together, the cruise to 2012, which was run by Dane and Brinkley, and we were his guests, and we helped people, and we took people out to the realms of Mexico, and we went to see the Mayans and had a ceremony for cleansing for 2012, and that was back in March. And so she's going to be on with me, and we're both going to be talking about ascension and the fifth dimension and what's coming. And it will be a call-in show, and I'm hoping that you will call in with your questions for Antonia Lau. And I'm sure that you can Google her. It's spelled A-N-T-O-N-I-A, and then it's L-A-U. So get your questions ready and call us next week with so that we can give you the answers to what you're concerned about. Now we're going to end with a musical meditation by Elizabeth Hepburn, and the name of it is It's a Quiet Thing. So we've talked about getting in touch with the higher levels, fixing your home so that it's vibrating to love and harmony and success, and fixing your body so that it does the same thing. Now we're going to talk about It's a Quiet Thing when it happens, and it truly is. So sit in your chair with both feet flat on the floor and get ready for the meditation. Close your eyes and just absorb the song, It's a Quiet Thing. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'll be on again August 27th. Thank you and good night.
Think you'd hear a quiet thing. hears the roaring of the crowd. Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such more.